mighty God, Savior, Lord, Prince of Peace, Son of Righteousness, Spirit of Truth, everlasting to everlasting, descend upon us once again this holy night through your living word. Amen. Welcome to this place of worship this evening, to this place of prayer, song, longing, hope, and celebration. Of all the places you might be this night, this is where you are gathered together with all of us whom God has drawn to be here. Some of you are here because you are returning to the place where you were born and raised. Others of us are very far away from the places we were born and raised. As we gather this evening, whatever your circumstances and hopes for being here this night, may we all find blessing because God is present in this place with us. Tonight we heard the story of Mary and Joseph, who found themselves in a place that appeared to be lacking in regards of space and place. We are told that after Mary had given birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth, she laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. It says the inn in the Bible, but according to the Greek, it's more like the guest room in a house. Maybe they were at a relative's house even. Yet, a place was found and a place was made, even if it was different than expected and planned. It's important to note that the story we heard does not end with the birth of the baby. Seems like that would be a good place for a story to end, but this story does not end with the birth of the baby. In fact, it's what happens next that makes it interesting and quite significant for us tonight as we find ourselves at this particular place in our own history. After the swaddling and placing of the babe, the scene shifts from the town of Bethlehem to the fields beyond the town. A peaceful evening for a group of shepherds suddenly becomes a terrifying evening. Not knowing exactly what they experienced, we know only the response it evoked, which was one of fear. Yet, they are told not to fear, and are given good news and promise to take the place of their fear. Fear is something very prevalent and present in our world today. Parents and grandparents have the challenging task of teaching children and grandchildren to be on guard against people they don't know, while at the same time to be accepting and welcoming of people who are different than they are. This is a very fine line to walk. We fear for our children, but if we are too afraid, we make ourselves paranoid and our children insecure instead of confident and self-assured. We might have fears for the well-being of the very earth on which we live. Fear, which is transformed into concern, leading us to responsible action and stewardship is a good thing. On the other hand, if we are overwhelmed by fear, we can become paralyzed or give in to resignation, not knowing what to do or how to do it in the face of such fear. What are your fears tonight? How are these fears impacting you? How are these fears impacting our church, our community, and our world? Since Wendell and I returned from our recent trip to Israel, Palestine, and Jordan, I have been asked multiple times by a variety of people if I ever felt afraid or felt I was in danger. This past week, I realized I have been giving the wrong answer to that question. I have responded by referring to the security measures taken by our tour company, as well as the people and authorities entrusted with our safety. The news of this past week has caused me to think differently about my response. The first news story was the one about the terrorist attack in southern Jordan, not far from the very highway that we traveled while in Jordan. While that incident did not begin in an area where there were tourists, as it escalated and progressed, the terrorists took refuge in Kerak Castle, the main tourist attraction in town. In spite of the efforts to protect everyone, one Canadian tourist was killed, as well as two Jordanian civilians and 11 Jordanian soldiers and police officers. 37 were injured. A day after this attack is when another took place in the Christmas market in Berlin, Germany. In that attack, 12 people were killed and 56 injured. These news reports and the frequency of gun violence in our own country reminded me that there is no place in our world free from danger and risk. Even if we remove the deaths caused by terrorism or guns, there are the deaths caused by auto accidents or work or home-related accidents. The reality is there are many things in our world dangerous to us and to the well-being of others. Some people, simply by who they are more vulnerable to danger and suffering than others. Yet, if fear of the dangers around us causes us to live in isolation, ghettos of protection, or in constant suspicion of those who are different from us, we cease to function as the people God intended us to be. It is true that places of fear, exclusion, suffering, and injustice do exist in our world and can destroy our trust of one another, our trust in God, and our sense of well-being. Yet, the good news around which we are gathered tonight is that God has put God's very self in the place where fear dwells. With the help of messengers and a strong Holy Spirit, God is capable of replacing our fear with trust. Such trust leads us, as it did for the shepherds on that first Christmas Eve, to that which holds and gives life for us and for others. Like the shepherds, we are moved to share that which has released us from fear, so that others may discover the promise and life that has been born for them and for us all. So it is that the hopes and fears of all the years are met in Christ, in the Savior, in the Messiah, born for us in Bethlehem. This same Christ meets our fears and hopes tonight in the bread and wine of communion. So we rejoice as we gather around this table, for in this place we will eat the bread of Christ, the bread of life, born for us in a town named Bethlehem, the house of bread. Thanks be to God. Amen.